Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, TikTok, Meta and YouTube are facing growing waves of appeals under Europe's Digital Services Act, with the independent body responsible for whether some posts should be taken down or left up, based now in Ireland. The Appeal Centre Europe has published its latest annual report, which found a ninefold jump in the number of people complaining about moderation decisions. In the year to March this year, 24,000 people complained to the agency, and half that number had their cases taken on. I spoke to Thomas Hughes, the chief executive of the Appeal Centre Europe, and began by asking why someone would lodge a complaint with his organisation.
Well, the Appeal Centre offers really for the first time under the Digital Services Act the opportunity that is free and realistic and hopefully fast to be able to challenge a decision that a social media platform has taken about either content that they have posted online or content that they might see online, which they think is violating of the platform's policies and is harmful.
Okay. And the number of eligible cases in the last year, in the period that you looked at, taken by the Appeal Centre, boomed last year.
It did indeed, yes. So we saw a ninefold increase from the start to the end of the period that we were reporting on when we released our transparency report. But to date, we've received over 30,000 disputes from across the EU. And we think that there's an enormous uptake and increasing interest from users, not only in Ireland, but across the EU, in using the Digital Services Act to hold platforms to account.
And one of the biggest segments, of one of the biggest reasons for approaching the Appeal Centre has been hate speech.
That is correct. So where we see content being reported to us as potentially violating the platform's policies, unfortunately, the largest single type of content that is being reported is hate speech.
Right. And you cite one instance of racist abuse after a football match, after the Liverpool football match, which remained online despite requests for some of the statements to be removed.
That is correct. So we received a number of disputes relating about Instagram, or content on Instagram relating to racist commentary about a black football player, equating that football player to being a monkey. Despite our decisions, that content was not removed. But we have also seen anti-Semitic videos on YouTube, for instance, in Poland, posted by prominent figures in that country. We've also seen AI-generated videos about the Russia-Ukraine war, which break TikTok's misinformation policies, and again, have issued decisions on areas like that.
Now, are these platforms that have signed up to the Appeal Centre Europe Code, are they legally obliged to remove or reverse moderation decisions based on the Digital Services Act?
First, I think it's important to point out that the platforms do not voluntarily sign up to this. This is required under the law, and they are required to engage in good faith with out-of-court dispute settlement. Part of that process is for the platforms then to review the decisions that we have issued. Those decisions are non-binding. But of course, the regulator, so in Ireland, the Commissioner Mann, will be looking at the rates of platform implementation of those decisions. And as I say, they are required to engage in good faith.
Mm. Which platforms reverse their policies the most and which refuse to change minds?
We don't have good data yet in relation to implementation of decisions. It's one of the areas that we have asked for more clarity on from the regulator. At the moment, I would say implementation rates across the board for all of the platforms we work with remain relatively low. And certainly there is a lot of scope for improvement.
Mm. You stopped short of calling the major social media platforms systemically or systematically non-compliant with the EU's Digital Services Act.
Well, the law under the Digital Services Act does call out areas in relation to systemic risk. I should state very clearly, it is not for the Appeal Centre Europe to decide where a systemic risk may or may not lie. That is for the regulator to note. But we have been asked by the European Board of Digital Services Coordinators, that's the board of the national regulators, to submit in written form our thoughts on systemic risks, which we have done bilaterally to them.
Okay. And finally, which major social media platforms have not signed up to the Appeal Centre Europe?
It's not for the platforms to decide whether they sign up or not. At the moment, we currently handle disputes in relation to TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest and Threads. But we also foresee bringing on board other platforms in future, such as Snap or X.
And that is Thomas Hughes, the Chief Executive of the Appeals Centre Europe.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.